Okay. Everybody here today gets real schar for anu mashkimim vehei mashkimim anu mashkimim ledivrei Torah. Now, post slichas early daf is really it's an achrayas. It's an achrayas, and Rav Shmuel Baruch should give us a chizik to keep going. Again, I apologize this week why the dafim are going to be a little bit shorter. The dafim are the same, but my saying them are going to be a little bit shorter because there's the poskim say you have to take off time from learning for slichas, and we have to have it both ways. So the dafim will be about 40 minutes each. Instead of the usual, about 50. Okay, but let's get going with today's daf. So exactly where did you stop? Habayim? Where did you stop? On the bottom? So three lines from the bottom of Kuf Mem Hayim Abayis. So the Gemara was talking about that Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of Rabbi Chiba Abba and Rav Asi. Rabbi Yochanan had been falling asleep. So they started having these interesting discussions in front of him in order to wake him up. So finally, Rabbi Yochanan, after like five sayings, he says, "What are you talking about? You got it all wrong." And he gives his own answer to a certain number of questions that they had asked each other. So the last one that they had said was, why are the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, why do they wear nice clothes? And the last one had said that really, unlike the earlier, what Rashi had said, v'she'enem b'nei Torah, and therefore they have to compensate, that not Talmidei Chachamim, they have to wear nice clothes in order to get the respect, which is opposite of what the pshat I just mentioned before I went on tape, from Rav Elazar Meir Horowitz. He says even earlier, maybe it meant that they were b'nei Torah, but b'nei Torah means everybody else. Everybody else wasn't b'nei Torah, therefore they weren't mechabed them, unless they wore nice clothes. But either way, here Rabbi Yochanan says, why did they wear nice clothes? Because when you're out of your own city, then you're more careful in how you dress. As people say, three lines from the bottom, b'masa shamoi, below masa tosvoi. In your own city, your shame is all you need for people to give you respect, to be machsh of you. Below masa, if you're somewhere else, tosvoi, you have to at least dress like in a mechubed way, so in that way, you'll get respect. And then the Gemara just quotes one more line that also shows that the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel were actual Talmidei Chachamim. Habayim Mashvish Yaakov, Yatzitzu Perach Yisrael. Those who came from Yaakov will sprout in Israel. Tani Rav Yosef Edel, Talmidei Chachamim Shebabel, Sheosin Tzitzin Uprachim LaTorah. They sprout and grow in Torah, which means that they are Talmidei Chachamim. Last line. V'bnei Ma'ovdei Chachamim Muzuhamin. Why are the Ovdei Chachamim Mizuhamin? Why are they? It's a hard word to translate. Why they have some type of spiritual tumma in them? Mizuham. So where did that come from? So earlier they had said because they eat non-kosher food, and that somehow puts some spiritual purity in them. We, by the way, we had that line earlier in the discussion of Paleta Shech Mazera. If you remember that line of Ochlim Shkatzim Urmatzim, but why are they? Shelo Amdu Al Har Sinai. They didn't. They weren't at Har Sinai. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Shebishah Shebal Nachash Al Chava. So we have a Kabbalistic Gemara, which we'll have a couple of thoughts on. When the Nachash was Ba'al Chava, Hitul Bazuhama. When the Nachash was Ba'al Chava, he was Matul Zuhama. He put spiritual impurity into her. So, again, there are a number of Mefarshim. What exactly does this mean? Was it actual? How could the Gemara say this? But I thought maybe you could say that just like sometimes, it's based on a couple of sources that I saw, just like sometimes the Torah uses the Lashon of Yada to mean Bia, Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishto. So yediya can mean bia, because that's the ultimate in connecting. Yediya is a connection. So you connect to somebody by knowing them. So vayeda can mean bia. So too, when the Gemara might say kisha ba nachash, it might mean yada. You might say just the opposite, meaning he put a certain type of yediya into her to want to take or convince Adam. So that's what it might mean without, obviously, it's some type of message he was supposed to get. So, B'shad, Nushabar Nachash Al Chava, Hitabazoa, he put some type of spiritual impurity into her, and that Adam and Chava both got that Zuama at the time of the Chait of the Eitz Hadas. Again, many Mefarshim, the Ramban and others talk about how prior to the Chait, the Eitz Sahara was Chutz, outside Adam and Chava, and somehow after the Chait, it became somehow more imbued inside. There wasn't a Sheker and Emes, there wasn't Tov and Ra separate from them, it was more inside of them. That's what I just referred to was the Rambam. The Rambam says before the Chait, it was Sheker and Emes. It could be objective, because it was outside of them. Truth and falsehood. But after the Chait, it became Tov and Ra. Subjective, meaning what I think is good or bad. There's a difference between Sheker, the level of Sheker and Emes, and the difference between Tov and Ra. But that might be what it means. The Zuama is the Yetzer Hara that is now inside part of the person. So what happened then? So Yisrael, Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, Pascha Zuamasan. But Yisrael, who were standing at Har Sinai, they had their Zuama from that experience, left them. And that's why they don't have Zuama. Ovdei Chachavim, Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, Lo Pascha Zuamasan. But the Ovdei Chachavim, the other nations that did not have the experience of Har Sinai, their Zuama was not Nivsak. What about converts? Where do they fit in? It's like we had, by every halacha, you have to figure out where do converts fit in. Yesterday we had mikra bikurim. Are the geirim allowed to say, haaretz asher nesata li, it's my focus. Are geirim allowed to say, shelo asani, shelo asani geir? They're not allowed to say, shelo asani geir. So every halacha, you have to figure out exactly what the halacha is. Here too, where do they fit in? Amar lei, avagav inu lo havi, mazlayu havi. Even though they themselves, their neshama wasn't at Har Sinai, their mazel, on some level, they connected to the experience of Har Sinai. The chesiv, as it says, es asher yeshno po imanu omer hayom, lefnei Hashem alakeinu, es asher inenu po v'chulu. And that's a reference to Geirim. Upliga, let's finish first, then just one more thought. Upliga dera Abba Bar Kahana. And this whole history of the Zuhama, that it stopped at Har Sinai, and it started with Adam and Chava, is an Rav Abba Bar Kahana argues on that. Really, the Zuhama didn't stop through the Doros of the Avos. Avram holidus Yishmael, Yisrach holidus Esav, Yaakov holidus Yud Beishvatim, Shlohai Ben Shem Dofis. This opinion holds that the Zuhama stopped earlier, not at Maimon Har Sinai, but earlier, by the time Yaakov came along, and the children are a reflection of whether there's still Zuhama inside. So the fact that he had 12, the Shiftei Ka, that's a reflection that the Zuhama had stopped already by Yaakov Avinu. Some of the Farshim I saw point out that it says that, according to the first opinion, that the Zuhama stopped, Yisrael sha'amdu al harsinai pasku Zuhama san. It doesn't say Yisrael sha'kiblu as haTorah. It says Yisrael sha'amdu al harsinai. Kind of reminds us of Dayenu. Ilu amdu l'fnei harsinai v'lo nasa l'onas haTorah Dayenu. Right? Just the experience of standing at harsinai. So that itself, I saw a very Adavar Mufla. It's Mufla also that we don't understand it. I don't understand it fully in the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada asked this question. Why do they say the Zuhama left at Maimon Har Sinai? What about Kabbalah Satorah? So he says that Kiteva Ha'esh Lagarish Erso Shel Nachash. We know that fire burns away poison. Put it in our terms, whenever you want to get away germs, whenever you want to disinfect something, you burn it. You burn it, and that gets away all the germs, all the negative impurities in something. That's what fire does. That's physical fire, gets away physical impurities. So then he says, Gam Yadua, it's known. To Maimon Har Sinai, Hayabo Dover Pella. There was a wondrous occurrence at Har Sinai. Ki Ha'ishi Yadab and Eshemayim, Girshas Ha'avir Shokol Oso Hamakom, Shaya Omdim Bokol Yisrael. When the fire came down from Shemayim, in the whole area of Har Sinai, there was no more air. There was no more air. The fire pushed away all of the air around Har Sinai. V'nasa ha'chalol reikon min ha'avir. The whole airspace didn't have any air. V'al Yisrael chayim osa eis b'neis. But Yisrael at that moment were living miraculously. Ki yefshel abir yalichyos bilti she'ivasa ha'avir. Right? You can't live unless you're breathing. So if there was no air, the fire came and took away the air. So that's why they must have been living b'neis. V'lachen ksiv chalam romes ha'kolos, etc. Then he says, "V'alkein im ha'esh ha'gashmi megaris eres hanachash shehu azuhama." If physical fire burns away all physical impurities, so too the spiritual fire that came down on our Sinai obviously got away all the spiritual impurities, which was the zuhama that was in Klal Yisrael. And that's what they say, "Nasa v'nishmas." And he continues. But he says, "Maybe that's the pshat. I have the zuhama left. The zuhama was a Hakadosh Baruch Hu did them a favor. The zuhama left. No, the point was that there was this spiritual esh that came down at Har Sinai, and just like we know, physical fire gets rid of impurities and germs, etc. So too, the spiritual fire that came down purified them. So they were physically healed. Right? We know that all the people who were sick got better, and also they were spiritually healed. Okay, Mishnah. Shover Adam es achavis leechomi mehen mehen grogeris ubavach leiskavin lasos kli. A person is allowed to smash open a barrel in order to get the grogeris, the dried figs inside the barrel, as long as you don't have kavana to make it into a kli. So we're going to talk for a couple minutes about this in a minute. But first, what does Rashi say? Rashi is, what do you mean? You're allowed to smash it open? What about the malacha of soser? What about, right? That's the malacha that's number one on the list. What about soser? What does Rashi say? First Rashi. Chorad b'chavis malia peiros, b'lo gross b'sakon or b'sayif, de'ein b'makalkel shum iser b'shabbos. Mekalkel, doing an act in a destructive way, is not asur on Shabbos, says Rashi. Asks the Velt on Rashi. It's asur min d'rabbanan. What are you talking about? Mekalkel is asur min d'rabbanan. So the Ran and the Rashba, yes, what's Rashi talking about? So they say, the Ran says, what does Rashi mean? I don't know if he's saying this against Rashi or explaining it for Rashi. No, what it really means is that because Makalkal is usually Asim Bidrabanan, but here with Sarach Shabbos, which we'll talk about in a second, it is Mutter. That's what Ron says. Not that Makalkal is always Mutter, but Makalkal, which is usually Asir, with Sarach Shabbos, is Mutter. Yeah.
When this Mishnah was originally.
Yeah. Was the rabbinic prohibition later? Well, there's some rabbinic prohibitions might have been later, but Mekalkel, that concept, I think, even came from earlier. Because that's part of the general principle of Melechas Machshavas, that might have been already from Har Sinai. That might have been, it's a drabanan, but it's, that rule is even from Har Sinai. But the other Achronim, the Chasam Sofer, and the Nisiv say, no, what are you talking about? We know Shitas Rashi from four or five places already in Masechta Shabbos, Ein Binyan Vestira Bekalim. That's Shitas Rashi against other Rishonim. He holds no binyan vestira at all. So you're in the world of Drabanans to start. So if you're in the world of Drabanans and a Makalkal, but it's a Drabanan, that's what Rashi's saying. Ain't been Makalkal, Shum Isser, when you're talking about it, it's a Drabanan. So maybe that's what Rashi means. But this is the first line of the Mishnah. You'll have to break open a barrel in order to get what's inside, as long as you don't have Kavanah to make a Kli. This Mishnah is one of the major sources in Shas about opening packages on Shabbos. Meaning opening packages and having to destroy them, making kli, opening cans, opening paper plates, opening anything. This Mishnah is a big mucker. What's the other mucker? Look at Tosfos. This Mishnah says you're allowed to break open a barrel in order to get what's inside. Tosfos says, though, there's a Gemara in Erevin that says as follows. Halacha is that when you put out an Erev Tchumen, or an Erev Chatzeres, it has to be in the same Rishus as you. It can't be that you're in one Rishus and your Erev, your bread, is in another Rishus. So says the Gemara, what happens if your Erev is in a box right in front of you and is locked up and you lost the key? So is that called Huve Eruva B'makom Echad? Is that the same? Is it in the same Rishus? So the Gemara says, no, it's not called the same Rishus. The Gemara says, why can't you, the last white line. Harry's an Erev. I'm sorry. The Mishnah says, if you lost the key, it's still an Erev. The Gemara says, it's not B'makom Echad. So the Gemara answers, don't worry, we're talking about the type of box that you could just undo. I mean, you don't have to smash it open, you can undo it. So it's called Huve Erev B'makom Echad. Ask Tosas, what are you talking about? Just break it open. That's what our Mishnah says. We don't have to be worried about it. It's the type of box that you can just take apart. Just break it open, it says. So Tosfos says, how do you put everything together? What type of kli are you talking about? Tosfos says, our Mishnah, based on Gemara Beitza, is talking about what's called mustaki. That's the key word in this whole sugya, mustaki. What's mustaki? That's a kli ra'ua, a very bad, garua, low-level kli. That's what you're allowed to break open on Shabbos. But to say that, that's what our Gemara is talking about. That's a chavis, that just like a broken, that's put together. It was broken and you glued it together. But shake it by a real, bona fide kli, so that you're not allowed to break open. So the question is, what about throwaway things? What about a bag of potato chips? Is that a mustaki? What about a tuna fish can? Is that a mustaki? This is the discussion in the postgame. So again, every package is its own discussion. According to Rashi, there's no difference between the type of kelim. It sounds like it's mutter, Sarach Shabbos. And it's not only food. What about if you buy a new game for your kids and they want to open it on Shabbos and all the pieces are separated inside? That's a separate issue. Once they're inside, breaking open something. But if you're doing a totally destructive act in order to get to something that you need inside a package, so then there are many posts going to talk about mustaki. If there's a plastic wrapping on something, rip open the wrapping, destroy the wrapping, and throw it out. It's mutter lagamri, mutter lechatchila, based on this Mishnah. Or let's say the potato chips bag. That's why, let's say you open up a potato chips bag. Let's say you open up a box of cereal. Let's say you open a tissue box. Any of these, the more sturdy they are, again, lechatchila, open everything before Shabbos. Everything, everything, everything. But if you forgot, let's say you ran out of tissues, you need tissues on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that keep the old tissue box, rip open the new tissue box, destroy it so it's not usable, so it's totally makalkel, throw that out and put the tissues in the old box. Again, but one shouldn't make anything, lechatchila, into anything usable, because that would be already in the world of misakin. But if you're just destroying it totally, so then there are many heterim. But again, the more sturdy it is, the worse it is, the more usur it could be. Let's say cans are worse. And, you know, cans, soda cans are really a major issue because that's you know, you're going to make a spout, which we're going to get to a little bit. But again, there are heterim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmiras Shabbos in a footnote, there are heterim for anything you're going to throw out right after you use it, once it's empty. But again, lechatchila, we try not, if we don't have to rely on that, try not to rely on that. If you can destroy it right when you open it, so then, and throw it out, that's better.
What's the story? You said that it has to be something that was the cheap type of candy, not
so we say anything throwaway is called a cheap type of kli. That's what many posts can say. But so what about mail envelopes? That's a huge discussion in the Chacham Tzvi already, hundreds of years ago. But we usually hold that's not a most poskim. Everybody holds this usser, basically. But the question is why? So most say that it's not a Tzorach Shabbos. A Tzorach Shabbos, you want to eat something on Shabbos. You need some paper forks on plastic forks on Shabbos. You need your kids are. You need something to do on Shabbos afternoon. So something like that. That's a Tzorach Shabbos. What are you looking at your mail for? Well, you want to know. Wanting and needing are different. So. What? And the mail is, let's say it's mail that came on Friday. Right? Mail that came today already is mux also. Right, so that's a separate issue. But let's say mail that came by opening envelopes. That's what the post of the Bir Halacha has, a huge Bir Halacha on it, about opening envelopes on Shabbos. So again, this is the big issue. It's a Rav Moshe, I saw a quote of Rav Moshe, as a Tshuva and Simon, Kufchav Aleph, Kufchav Beis, is that 10 anafim. You ever see a Tshuva's Rav Moshe with 10 anafim in it? You know, I gotta sit on it for a while. The night before Slichus is not the night that can be looked at. Benachas, it's the longest tshuva in Rav Moshe, really. Opening bottles. Okay, I didn't know that, but okay, it's pretty long. But anafim and Rav Moshe scare me. But it's again, you have to read it. Okay, so this is a major issue. We're just doing, we're doing it a little bit. But any questions, feel free to ask. Mishnah continues. You're not allowed to slice open a Magufa Shel Chavis. Magufa is the stopper on top of a barrel, like a cover, and you're not allowed to make a hole in it in order to get what's inside the barrel. The Chum allow you to do it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to take off the whole top. Don't make a hole in it. And the Chum Matir. The Gemara is going to talk about exactly what the Machlokas is. I'm sorry? Is this a cork? It was used as a cork. It's a big barrel, the top of a barrel. So it was made out of something that you can make a hole in and then pour out of. The Gemara is going to talk about exactly where this hole is. And also, you're not allowed to cut it in the side. So we're going to see what that means also in the Gemara. That's part two of the Mishnah. Part three. But let's say you already have a hole in the barrel. Well, you shouldn't put wax into the hole in order to stuff it up. Because it is the malacha of mimareach, smoothing, which is a tolda of the malacha of mamachik. So again, dealing with any type of thick substance. Play-Doh, Vaseline, any of that is an issue of Mimarev. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Balafnei Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh Ba'arev, there was a story in Arev, Amar Choshenu Lamechathos, and Rabbi Yehuda said there was an issue of Achiv Chathos, meaning you're dealing with Doraisas when you're dealing with mushing this wax on Shabbos. Amar Rav Oshia, Loshanu El Derusos, when do you say, this back on part one of the Mishnah, that you're allowed to smash open the barrel on Shabbos as long as you don't make a kli, because again that would be a maisa tikkun, and you have to make sure it's only a maisa kilko. When do you say Loshan El Derusas? When do you say that you're allowed to go and break open the barrel? That's only if what's in the barrel are pressed figs, Derusas, pressed against each other, and therefore, as Rashi here explains, the knife that you're taking to smash open the barrel with, you're also going to use to cut the figs inside. Alva mufurados, but if they're loose figs, and therefore you won't have any other usage for the knife that you're carrying low, so then you wouldn't be able to open the barrel in the first place. So Gemara says, mufurados low? No, why not? We have a different opinion. Maybe Adam is a chavishal yayin who made this rosh of besaifu manichal of nearchem b'shabbos. You're allowed to take your knife, smash open, cut off the top of a barrel, and serve wine. Obviously, wine, you're not going to be using your knife for anything with the wine. So you see, you're allowed to use the knife to smash open the barrel, even though you're not going to use it for anything afterwards. So Gemara says, you're right, it's two different authors of the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ahi Rabbanan hi, Matis Reb Nechemya. This Braisa that you quoted is the Shita of the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is Reb Nechemya. Remember Reb Nechemya from earlier? Reb Nechemya was the opinion that said you're only allowed to handle an object on Shabbos for the purpose that it's supposed to be used for its ultimate usage. But you can't use it, we pass me to use it, let's start gufo. Is any purpose as long as there's a motor purpose? Reb Nechemya says no, muksa is very limiting, and therefore you can only use it for the purpose that it ultimately has. But this is Reb Chabi. So says the Gemara, "My duchkeir to Reb Oshia lo'ukmi masisik Reb Nechemya." Why does Reb Oshia want to learn our Mishnah as Reb Nechemya's opinion? Ubitrusos and talking about pressed figs, look me before this Rabbana. Why does he want to learn it as like the Rabbin talking about loose figs and like the Rabbanan? So Amar Rabban masisa kishise. No, the Mishnah bothers him. My Arya the tiny grogris lisni peiros. Why does the Mishnah focus on give example of a barrel of figs lisni peiros? Just say fruit. What do you think of an example for? So Elish Mamina Bitrusos must be coming to tell me a specific chiddush about figs, and that's why he says maybe this is according to Reb Nechemya, and it's talking about pressed figs. Tanya Chada, Choslos shall grogers for shall tamarim. If somebody has baskets of grogers and tamarim, Rashi says, when you put tamarim ra'im, bad dates, into these baskets in order to become overripe and have some of the juices start oozing out of them. So if you have these baskets of grogers and tamarim, but they are covered over with like a cover of a basket, which is tied on, matir, you're allowed to untie the rope. And again, you have to be say it's talking about a case of where you don't have a kesher shakayama. Something important I forgot to mention about the whole issue of breaking open things, and it applies here too. The whole issue where you have the heter of kilkel is regarding the malacha of soser. Destroying, that's where you have the heter of the malacha of kilkel. By other malachas, it's not so clear that this heter of kilkel applies. That is why, for example, if there are words on any of the packages, you don't just have the heter of kilkel, okay, destroy it. Got to be very careful not to rip any words or break any words when you open a package. So you have to cut around, you just got to be careful. Some packages are very difficult to do that. But you got to make sure not to cut any words, because the malacha of mochek, it's not so clear that the heterim of makaka would apply to that. Okay, back to this. So choslo shall grow tomorrow. If you have these baskets, matiru mafkiya v'chotech. The first price that says you'll have to untie or smash the whole thing open. Mafkiya v'chotech. Cut it. V'tanya idach matiru v'lo mafkiya v'lo chotech. And the other opinion says no, you're allowed to untie the string, but you're allowed to, not allowed to cut it and destroy it totally. Mafkiya or chotech. Lo kasha rabbanah harb nechemiah. So again, we say that's the machloket. The rabbanan who say you're allowed to use the knife for anything. Mutter on Shabbos. Rav Nechemya says, no, only that purpose. Titania, as the Brisa says, Rav Nechemya Omer, afilu tarvut, even a spoon, afilu talus, afilu sakin, any talon el tzarach tashmishon. Rav Nechemya says, you're only allowed to handle kelim on Shabbos for what they're ultimately supposed to be used for. We don't paskin that way. We paskin as long as it's tzarach guvel, tzarach makomo, it is mutter. Scissors. So according to Rav Nechemya, scissors would not, if you usually use this scissors to cut paper, you would not be able to use it to cut chicken. According to a wee pass, unless they have chicken scissors. Chicken scissors, they have special scissors they use for chicken, see, Rav Nechemya would agree. But the wee pass can use any scissors, because that's Klima Shabbat Elisabeth Sarah Kufa. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Ma'olam Mivras Chavita Baburti Bishapsa. They ask from Rav Sheshes, are you allowed to stick in a, what's a burti? Rashi here says a romach, a spear. Are you allowed to stick a spear into a barrel to make a hole on Shabbos? Lepischa kamachavin v'asr. Do you say that you're making a Pesach here? Therefore, it's going to be usr. You're making a nice opening. Odimalai nyafak amachavin v'shari. Or do you say, no, you're not really making a good Pesach. You're just smashing it open to have a big hole in order to give your guests a lot. But it's not that you want to make a specific beautiful Pesach. Again, this also relates to the Asiyas Pesach issue, which is opening orange juices and opening spouts and cans. All of that has more than just sosa. That's Asiyas Pesach. You're making a beautiful spout. That already is more in a more chamor world. So again, that's not for now, but one should ask questions about it. Remember, open everything before Shabbos. Solves the problems. So when you stick the spear into the barrel, or do we say that it's usher because you're making an opening, or do we say, no, you're just making a huge hole, and therefore it would be mutter. Amalei, lepischa kamachavin ba'asher. So we say it's usher because you're doing it for the opening. Meisveh, Rav Shigam Liel Omer, Rav Shigam Liel says, no, maybe adon chavesho yayinu, meitez rosha besayiv. Rav Shigam Liel says, you're allowed to take a barrel of wine and cut off the top with a sword. So you see over there that we assume it's mutter because you're just doing it la'ayin yafa. So why don't we say the same thing by sticking a spear into a barrel? What's the difference between cutting off the top of the barrel and sticking a spear into the barrel? So Gemara says it's a big difference. Hasam vadi la'ayin yafa kamachavi. If you're taking off the whole top of the barrel, so of course that's not making a nice, new, beautiful hole. That's taking off the whole top of the barrel. Hachim isa la'ayin yafa kamachavi l'ftuchei miftach. Here, if you really wanted to do that, to say you want to give a lot to the archim and not make a Pesach, so why are you making a hole for? Just take off the top of the barrel. Haraya, that you're not just so interested in giving the guests, but you're interested in having a nice hole there, and therefore in that case, it would be usr. Is there any issue of nolad? No, everything's there. Everything's there before. You're not creating something. Not creating something new. The issue is asiyas Pesach. Yeah. So it's mashma from the Gemara that it's not true, that once you cut off the top, you're not going to be able to put it back on, or it's really like destroying it, and making the hole, it's not like it's going to be unusable. Maybe it's high enough in the barrel that it's not good, it's above the liquid line, so it's going to be able to be used. But again, how to put this into halacha l'maaseh, you have to put all the Gemaras together in terms of making different holes in different packages. Okay, you can't paskin from the Gemara. So now let's get to part two of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had two lines in the middle part. It had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you're allowed to make a hole in this magufa, what was called a stopper. The Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to. The Chachamim say you're allowed to, and the next line says, but you're not allowed to do it in the side. So what's going on here? So two versions to how to understand this machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, machlokas lamala. Rav Huna says maybe the machlokas is making a hole on top of the stopper. Avo min hatzad devei kol aser. But everybody would agree that doing it on the side is aser because that's the usual place to make the hole. But making a hole on top of the stopper, so then that's where there's an opinion that says maybe it's mutter. V'hayna d'tani leif in a betzid. And that's what the next line of the Mishnah means, that everybody agrees you can't make it on the side. Rav Chista amar no, machlokas min hatzad. The machlokas is making it on the side of the stopper. Avo al gaba devei kol mutter. But if you make it on top, everybody would agree it's mutter. V'hayna d'tani leif in a betzid. So what does it mean in the next line of the Mishnah that you're not going to make a hole on the side? We just said that's a machlokas. Hasam begufa d'chavis. No, that's referring to in the barrel itself. Making the hole in the side of the stopper, that's a machlokas. Making the hole in the side of the barrel itself, lower down, that's what everybody does during the week, how they get their wine out, and that's why that would be us. Tan Rabbanan. Ain't no finek of Chadash b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a new hole on Shabbos in a barrel. But if you want to expand an existing hole, you are allowed to. We'll get to this far in a minute. And some say no, you're not allowed to expand an existing hole. V'shavin shenok finek of Yashon lechadchila. But everybody agrees that you can be no cave an old hole. Meaning if an old hole that got stuffed up, you could take out the plug that you had put in there, because that's not called making a new hole. That's taking out a plug. It's very halacha l'maisa, very important in terms of how do you view certain things that were opened and then closed up again. Certain types of bottle caps, certain types of packaging that you can view as, you know, stopping and not, when you open it, it's just opening up something that was open before and not a new opening. So again, this is all has a halacha l'maisa impact. So it says the last line that if you're just unsealing an old hole, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, what's the svaras? Why does the Tanakama not allow you to make a new hole? To come a sack in pischa? Because you're making an opening. So adding on to the hole is also making a better Pesach. So why isn't that a problem also? What's the problem of what? Problem of what? What malach are we talking about? So maybe you would say boneh, but Rashi l'shitaso all over. Look at Rashi here. Osubinam become sakin pischa mishum gemar malacha makav apatish. This is what Rashi says on Mem Zayin. This is what Rashi says on Ayin Dalet. Rashi says it's all over the place. L'shitaso ain binyan b'sir b'kelim. Therefore, whenever there's a discussion of it, it's makav apatish. So the Gemara says, so why according to the Tanakama you're allowed to add on and you're not allowed to make the hole in the first place? So Amar Rabba. Dvar Torah, Mida Oraisa, Kol Pesach, Sheino Asri Lahachan, Zul Hosi, Eino Pesach. Mida Oraisa, a tiny, tiny hole is not Asri Mishum Malacha. Because you have to have a hole that's Asri Lahachan, Zul Hosi. It has to be a big enough hole for something to go in and to go out of. If it's too smaller than that, it's not Asri Mida Oraisa. It's Asri Mida Rabbanan. For Rabbanan Uta Gazer, and that would be Asri Mida Rabbanan. Why? Mishum Lul Shotana Golin. To Ovid Li Yulei Avir Lafuki Havla. The only reason that would be Asri in general. In general, is because when you have a chicken coop, you make these tiny kinds of holes in order to let in air. So it's one place it's normal, but usually it's not normal. So therefore, we're going to be gozer, usually those tiny, tiny holes, mishum, the case of making those holes in a chicken coop. The imbala hosef mosif, but so therefore, why are we going to allow by the case of Hosafa, because by a chicken coop you're not going to ever be mosif onto the hole. You don't want it any bigger. Mishum derichsha, you're worried about insects coming in, so you want it to be tiny. So therefore, by making it in the first place, then it makes sense to be gozer mishum lo shatana golem. But adding onto the hole, it does not make sense to be gozer mishum lo shatana golem. What about the second opinion? But the other opinion against the Tanakama had said you're not allowed to add on to the little hole. So Gemara says, no, even by a lul shatana golem, zilmnin zilot takne meikar va'asila aruche la'arvache be. No, it could be even by a lul shatana golem. It has to be tiny, but maybe you made it so tiny, too small in the first place. Not enough air could get in. So you could expand, the issue of expansion of a hole can even come up by a lul shatana golem. So that's why it makes sense to be gozer mishum that case. And there's Rav Nachman Shur Rabbi Yochanan halacha kiyesh omrim. So that has to do with expanding and making holes on Shabbos in the barrel. V'shavish and open neck of Yashon Lachachila, fourth line. But everybody agrees that you can undo a stopped up hole Lachachila if it's just considered a stoppage. So Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Loshana Makom Asur L'Shamer Aval Chazik Asur. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, when do we say that it's mutter to undo the stoppage? That's only Asur L'Shamer. The way Rashi understands this, there's other ways to interpret it, but it means when do you say that you're allowed to take out a plug? That's only if the plug was put in there L'Shamer. to keep the smell of the wine inside. It wasn't there to hold, become part of the barrel. It's l'shamer to guard the smell of the wine. And therefore it wasn't put in like such a heavy-duty seal. So that's why you'd be able to take it out. Abal l'chazik aser, but if it was put in there as a real serious stopper, so then aser, then you wouldn't be able to take it out, because then it would be considered, when you take it out, as making a new opening. So what's the definition? How do you know if it's there? It was put there l'shamer or l'chazik? So amar of chizas machlokas. Amar of chizas lamalabin hayayin. If the stopper was put in above the level of the wine in the barrel, zeh l'shamer. That's obviously to keep the smell of the wine in. L'matam in hayayin zeh l'chazik. But if it was put in under the wine level, so then it has to be more of a serious stopper. You don't want it to leak, and therefore that's a signal that it was put in l'chazik, and it would be usher to take it out. Rava amar no. L'matam in hayayin nami zeh l'shamer. Rava says no, even if it's put in lower than the wine level, that's also could be put in there to guard the wine, so the smell stays in. So it's not such a serious stopper. But what's the one, what stopper is put in there to be a serious part of the barrel, and therefore you wouldn't be able to take it out because it would be considered a new hole? If you make a hole on the bottom, and if you put it in the bottom by the dregs, so then that would be called a stopper that was put in l'chazik, therefore it would be usher to take it out. Abayi says to Rava, I have a raya to you that you have to have a very serious stopper that's to be considered a stima, and then we would consider it as a new Pesach when you open it afterwards. The Mishnah, the Brisa says, Abayi Basra, Abayi Sasum, Yesh Lo Arba, I think it might be a Mishnah. Abayi Sasum, Yesh Lo Arba Amos. If you have a closed up house, let's say you have an opening, a door that was closed up, background for a second. Let's say the shutfim, partners, we all have houses that lead into a chatzer, and we want to split up the chatzer. We want to split it up, and so we each have our own properties. So the halacha is that the four amos in front of every door belongs to the doorway, belongs to the bayis that the chatzer is going into, and other than the dalet amos in front of each door, so then you split up everything equally. What happens if you have a doorway that's closed up? Does that also get the dalet amos before you're cholik the rest of the chatzer? That's the context of these statements. So bayis sasum, if you have a doorway that's closed up, yesh lo arba amos, you still have the four amos to give to the house before you split up the rest of the field. Paratis betzimav, but if before closing it up you had taken down the door frame, the door posts on the side and on top, if you have done that and then sealed it off, then haraya that it's a real stima. So then ein lo dalet amos. So then you don't have this dalet amos. You don't have it because it's not considered a doorway anymore. So this is a raya to Rava where you need a serious stoppage in order to be considered a stopper, so that if you take it out, it would be considered a neka me'ikara, right? Like Rava said earlier, that it has to be lamatam and ashmarim in order to be considered a serious stopper. And the end of the brisa also, bias sasum, if you have a closed bias, inamatami kol svibav. There's no tumas ol outside of it. Because again, if there's something called tumas ol, there's no tumas ol midarabanan. Usually midaraisa, tumas ol, you have to be underneath the same roof as a mace. But midarabanan, background information, midarabanan, if there is a mace in a house, so then the dalet amos outside the house would also be matami midarabanan. Because there you don't want people walking around right outside the house with their food, which would become tameh. So again, if the house is closed up and you closed up the doorway, but that's all you did, so then amatami kol svivav. It's considered as if the door is still there. It's not a problem. I just said it the opposite way. I'm sorry. Let me just say it again. If you have a regular house, there is not tuma outside of it. But if it's totally enclosed, then we can consider it a kever, a grave. So then there's tuma midrabanan outside that kever, because we don't want people to come so close to it. So here too, bayisasum ena matami kol saviva. If you have a closed up house, therefore the door frame is still there. We just closed up the door. Ena matami kol saviva. So there's no tuma that goes around outside. Paratas basima. But before you close it up, if you took off the doorpost and the lintels and you close it up totally, then it's considered as if it's not no door there. It's considered a totally closed up house. Rashi here says it'll be considered a kever, the whole house, and matami kol savivav. And it would be matai. But both of these statements prove Rava, who had said earlier that you need a very serious stima in order to be called a stima, so that you wouldn't be able to take it off on Shabbos, because if you would, it would be considered a nekev lecharchil. Period. Gufsa. What's a gufsa? Rashi here says what we would call a straw. You take a reed, which you're going to stick into the barrel in order to use to drink from the barrel. Rav Asar v'Shmuel Shari. are you allowed to do something with this straw? Which we're going to see what that something is in a second. Rav says it's asur, Shmuel says shari. Cutting the straw to the size that you want it, that of course is asur. That's the malacha mechatech. Mechatech is cutting to a measured size. That comes up sometimes. To put it back in once it was already in there once, and it's the exact size that you want, you're just putting it back into the barrel, everybody agree that's mutter. So cutting it to the size that you want originally is usser, according to everybody. Putting it back in the first place is mutter, according to everybody. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? What if you had cut it already, but you never tested the size, so you don't know if it's going to fit or not? So then are you allowed to use it to try it out? That's the machlokas. The one who says usser, which is Rav, says, no, you're not allowed to do that because maybe it's not going to fit and you might come to be machatech it. Therefore, it's usser. The one who Shmuel says, no, we're not goes there. You'll put it in, and if it doesn't fit, you'll wait till after Shabbos. It's not exactly the same, but there's a big issue of, not a big issue, small issue of using the juice boxes on Shabbos. Right? You stick the straw into the, as it sounds like, stick the little straw into the hole. So is that considered, does that relate to this bachloka? So the post seem to say mutter. If you look where Ribiat, he quotes that it's omelet hizarek, it's not a Pesach Yafes, there's a piece of tin foil underneath, therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Again, we usually try to save those for trips. So let's say somebody want to use it on Shabbos, but it would be mutter. Kitanoi, maybe this is a bachlokas tanoi. Whether your gozer, in this case, where you have the straw that's usable, but you didn't try it out yet. First opinion says, you can't cut a shvoferes, this type of reed, on Yantif or Shabbos, nafla, but if it fell out, but if it fell out, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos and Yantif. Rabbi Yoshia Mekel, Rabbi Yoshia is Mekel, Rabbi Yoshia, hi, what's Rabbi Yoshia referring to? That he's makel. Ilema a resha. If he's makel in the resha, that you're allowed to cut it in the first place. Hakam esakin mana. What? How can he say it's mutter? What do you mean? That's mamash mechatech. That's esakin mana. You're making a beautiful straw. Ela seifas. He's referring to the second case that you're allowed to put it back. Tanakama nami mishur kashari. The Tanakama says mutter there. So what's he referring to? That he's makel. Everybody agrees in the first case. Also, everybody agrees in the second case mutter. So ela, it must be our case. Ela tachaticha v'lo mesakna. That it's cut already, but it's not tested out for size. That's the difference. Marshavar Gazrina, Marshavar Lo Gazrina, and so the Machlokas. Rav and Shmuel is itself a Machlokas Tanon. Derush Rav Shisha, Braid Rav Edi, Mishmed Rav Yochanan, Alak Rav Yoshia. We pass on like Rav Yoshia, Le Kula. Two more minutes. Let's finish up. The Mishnah had said if there was a hole in the barrel, you're not allowed to put wax in it because that's the malacha of Mimareach. Mimareach is a tolda of the Malacha of Mimachik. So says the Gemara Mishcha. Can you use Mishcha on Shabbos? Mishcha, Rashi explains, is some type of Shemen Av, thick oil. Right, so this is the issue of how thick does something have to be, that the consistency in order to be mutter or also to use on Shabbos. So the minigolem must be makel by liquid soap. Right, so anything more liquidy, more viscous than that, you know, you generally is mutter. But anything thicker than that, a lot of creams, you know, you got to be very careful with it. And if there's certain heterim, if somebody's sick and use it with a shinui, but it's a very serious issue one has to be careful about. If somebody has something, a thick cream substance, in terms of the malacha and the mareach, as the Gemara talks about here. So Mishcha, you have the thick oil. Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. Rav says Asar, Shmuel says Mutter. Manda Asar Gazrin Mishim Shava. Rav says Asar. Why? Because it's really similar to wax. And you go through, if you're allowed to use this, even if this per se is Mutter, it's too similar to wax, which you might come to use. Manda Shari Lo Gazrin. The one that says Mutter is not Gozer. Amalei Shmuel Bar Bar Chanel Rav Yosef. The Thayer Shamalam Shay. The Rav Mishcha Shari. We had a different Masara. We heard that Rav said Mutter, not Shmuel. Period. Amr Tvus Rishpa, Amr Shmuel, Tvus Rishpa said in the name of Shmuel. I was reading this Gemara, I'm like, I was reading it, Shari Amr Tvus Rishpa, I didn't know what it was talking about. I had to look inside, Tvus Rishpa was somebody's name. Amr Tvus Rishpa, Amr Shmuel, Hai Tarfa, Da'asa Asur, this leaf of a Hadas is Asur to put next to the hole of a barrel in order to have it as a type of, a gutter in order that the liquid should go into it and then go into your cup. You're not allowed to put it there on Shabbos. My time, why? Because we're worried that you're going to make a real beautiful spout. If you're allowed to put this little temporary spout, you might come to make a real spout. Ravashi says, no, the gzeira is not because you might come to make a spout, but because you might come to cut more hadassim. If you're able to use this one, maybe something will happen to this one. My benayu, ike benayu, it's a katimu manchi. What's the difference? The difference is if you have another one left there on the side. If you have another one there, so then you're not worried that you're going to come cut another one, but you are worried bishop marziv. So look at the gra here. Here has the girsa based on the tour that it's not katimu manchi one, but you have a bunch of them that are katimu manchi, a bunch of them. So then you're not gozer if you have only one of them. So maybe you still should have the gzeira. You might lose that one, but if you have a bunch of them ready, then there's no problem. Beishadya. if somebody has this type of sheet or type of material, are you allowed to carry that out on Shabbos? We're quoting all these here because it's machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Are you allowed to carry that out on Shabbos by wearing it? Rav Aser, Shmuel Shari. Rav says no, Shmuel says yes. So what type of sheet are we talking about? Birach and Kuli Amalo Pligi the Shari. By a very soft sheet, which people might use anyway to keep warm, that's going to be mutter. That's not hotzah, that's a malbush. But Kashi Dukal Amalo Pligi the Aser. If it's a hard material that nobody ever wears out on Shabbos, that's going to be Aser. Ki Pligi Bemitzi. What about a middle type of material? Manda Aser Merci. Manda Aser Merci Kamasui. The one who says Aser is because it appears like a Masui, therefore you're not allowed to. The one who matters said it's not a problem. Even Shitas Rav, who says Aser, it's not that we heard from Rav that it was Aser, but we were mashmeid from an action that he did. Rav once came to a place and he went in and there was no seat for Rav. Baruch Hashem, he walked into our shul Shabbos morning, there was no seat for Rav. Nafik Yosef Bekarmelis, they didn't know he was Rav, he couldn't get the Mizrach seat, so he had to go outside. So Nafik Yosef Bekarmelis, he went outside to the backyard, he had a seat on the floor. Isolei Beisadia Lo Yosef, they brought him this sheet, Rav should sit on the floor, so they brought him this Beisadia, this garment, and he wouldn't take it. So that's how we learn from there. It must be, why did Rav not take it? Because he holds his Aser Misham Hosa, and therefore you weren't allowed to take it outside. And the Gemara says, by the way, that was a wrong interpretation of the story. Velohi, the Rav Achruzi Machris, Rav announced, Beisad Ishari really holds his mutter. But because the other Rabbanim didn't have these sheets to sit on, he didn't sit on it. Duman Ninu Rav Kana Ravasi. Mishum Kavod Rav Kana Ravasi, he didn't have it. There's just one Ha'ar I wanted to make, and I was very excited last night. I found it in the Sharm Sinai Balacha also. Rav didn't take this to sit on because he was worried that it was also Mishum Hotza. So he mentioned, I think in maybe the first day of Shabbos, that bays, there's a concept called Hotzah Malacha Gerua. Hotzah is a worse type of malacha because nothing changes, the achefs is the same, you just carry it from place to place. And there are various halachas that kick in for that. There's a Chai Adam that says that because Hotzah Malacha Gerua, the concept of Maisa Shabbos, where there's something that's ushered to benefit from because the malacha was done on Shabbos, that principle does not apply to the malacha of Hotzah when it's done b'shogeg. Why? Because Hotzah is not so chamur. So this is a case of Hotzah, and it's a case of Beshogeg, so why'd Rav not benefit from it? So even if it was done, there's no Maaseh Shabbos b'Hotzah Beshogeg. So I just wrote on my Gemara, on the side, Ayin Chai Adam V'Tzara Chiyin. Then I found the Shem Shem Halacha, he quotes, V'zeh Kasha Leh, sometimes you find like a big tshuva, and you're like, V'chein Matzasi B'chassam Sofer. This is Baruch Hashem, I really could say, MS that I, there's a Kasha, I don't know exactly what the answer is, but that's, he makes that Ha'ara. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow, and again, Baruch Hashem, 6 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning, we gotta start on the nose, because we only have 40 minutes for each stop this week. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we will continue.
The chayre, it seems to me that if you have, let's say, a sweet and low.
A what?
A sweet and low. And you want